Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Would you like to apologize to all the women who listen to the show, who pay the mortgage? They're all texting in, and they would like an apology. Do you want to offer one or not?
Oh, of course. I didn't mean to offend, like, I don't know what, the 1% of women that pay the mortgage on the planet.
I think there are more than that, and they're
really,
and they are all listening.
No. I respect you if you pay half the mortgage. I get it. That's not the point. If you pay all the mortgage,
yeah,
then I'll apologize.
Well, okay. I think there may
be. I think that there are a lot of women that do. There are,
really?
Yeah.
Show them to me, kid. Let me see some statements.
You think there's a ton of women out there that are married with children that pay the mortgage? The full mortgage?
Yeah.
You don't... Shut up.
Wow, he's really...
You guys are ridiculous.
Give me a 10-minute head start this morning before you walk outside. I don't want to... I'm not walking out with you today.
Come on. Tell me, of all your friends...
I think you're kind of asking the wrong crowd.
Wait a second. Now you're making excuses.
No, I'm not.
Of all your friends, Hillman.
Yes.
Tell me the guy that is your friend that he doesn't pay the mortgage and his wife pays the whole mortgage. How many?
There are
a lot of women. How many friends do you have? No, I'm asking you personally.
I'd have to think of it for a while. But there are a lot of women who are working full-time.
I'm not putting women down.
And the husband is... There's a lot more husbands that stay home and do the house husband thing.
Yeah. She can bring home the bacon and fry it in the pan.
Yeah, there's 1% of the husbands that are home hubbies. Ladies, just, you know...
What about women that aren't married?
That what?
That aren't married.
That what?
That pay all their bills.
Well, that's not my point.
Okay. You're just talking about married women?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about...
I'm just trying to clarify.
Well, you're not really clarifying it.
I think I just did.
If you're a woman that lives by herself, you're paying your own mortgage. I get it.
Right.
Right. So I'm not...
What about unmarried people that live together and own a house together?
Inside the mail. I don't know why. Why are you picking on me today?
Well, you're making it pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know, but
softballs.
If you want me to get into this old lady nursing home thing, I'll jump on the bandwagon.
See, now you're not really. Yeah, stop.
Yeah, okay.
Just stop.
Well, I wasn't playing bingo with a bunch of 90-year-olds on Friday night at 7:30.
Here is
Leo. Out in the garage.
Hello, Leo. What's up?
Good morning, people.
What's up?
What rock do I look under that they pay the mortgage? I'll start looking right now.
Yeah.
LB, I'm with you, buddy.
All right.
No,
okay, 1957 called.
See you two in the cave later.
Yeah.
That's not true. When we were doing Inside the Male Mind, it's about relationships. So there's a male and a female in the household. If you're a single female and you pay your own rent, God bless you. You're awesome.
Let's see. This is...
The only way a guy lives in your house is if he has great sex.
Otherwise, he's
paying half the mortgage.
This is John. Hello. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up, John?
Not too much. I just want to reach out to this meathead over there and clarify. My wife and I have been married for about 5 years. And I was actually paying the majority of the mortgage. We have a couple income properties, but picking up the slack. And I got rear-ended. My spine is all messed up. Spine surgery. My wife is paying the mortgage and keeping us rolling here.
Yeah,
so.
Very nice.
Well, get some rehab and step up, guys.
That's why you're
doing the dishes and the laundry.
Here's Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, listen, my wife actually pays the mortgage.
Yes.
I put the money in the account, and then she'll pay it.
I love my guys. Yeah. My guys are great.
They're a special bunch, all right.
Yeah. All right. This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Dave. What's up?
Yeah, I'm a business owner, and so I have the flexibility to sometimes take my kids to these, like, you know, the music together or these different, you know, kids' activities during the day. And you see the proportion of how many of these parents that stay at home all day are moms and drive around and do their social thing, and how many are dads. And I tell you, I'm typically the only dad. Sometimes there's another dad. There's like the one dude whose wife makes bank and he sits at home. But
that's it. LB's dream. Oh wait,
right.
LB's life.
We're talking about where the woman does 100%, and you've literally got a guy staying at home. Like, really? How many people, Danielle, do you know like that?
Maybe like 4 or 5. Not a lot.
No.
Yeah, and you talk about Danielle has 15 friends that do everything.
Yes, that's true.
She does normally. She is normally able to find a friend who she knows that can relate to any topic that is on the show.
Pretty much.
So I think you kind of owe LB this. I think he didn't articulate very well that he was specifically talking about a 0%. You know, the guys that do nothing but stay at home. But I think he's right.
I think it was his tone that was really more of the issue. Okay, bite me, okay? Okay, go down to your country club. Show me somebody who's down there, his wife's not, you know, going through all of his, yeah, please.
July 17th, 2018, D-Day. Yeah. You guys are all going to hate this.
Oh, God.
Why? What's happening on that day?
Is that when the you have to be married for this long expires?
This is Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
What's up, Amy?
I just wanted LB to know, and Danielle, get ready to help him out when he thinks that I do pay the mortgage.
No, but I respect that. It's not about disrespect. I get that there are women out there that pay the mortgage, but you're 1% of
we're the other 1%?
Of everything. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought how much is 1%?
It's
1%.
I thought we had learned
1 out of 100.
We learned recently that 40% or 42% or something like that of the women are the breadwinner.
Yeah, it was something
in today's homes. Did we not?
Did we talk about that a while ago?
When you say that, Hill Dog, it's like, so the guy makes whatever. So he makes I'm just throwing a figure out there.
Yeah.
So he makes 50 grand. She makes 60 grand. So she's the breadwinner. She's the breadwinner.
Yeah.
But he still has to pay the mortgage.
In 2015, according to AmericanProgress.org, this is the year for which the most recent data is available, 42% of moms were sole or primary breadwinners, bringing in at least half of family earnings.
Huh. Yeah. All right. So at least half. So the man is not.
Yeah, but
she never.
She's not the one that coughs up for the mortgage. That's
of course she does.
No,
she's
she
bringing
doesn't.
In half.
She
of
buys.
The...
She buys the groceries. She.
Yeah, if you get a couple kids, that adds up, guys.
She buys the groceries. My lord, what a knuckle dragger you are over there. What is?
She pays the electric bill. Big deal.
This is Riley. Hello, Riley.
Hi. Yeah.
What's up, Riley?
So I've actually got a few friends who are in relationships, and they're female. They make good 75%, 80% of the money and pay most of the bills. One of my best friends is a real estate agent, and her husband's a construction worker, and she obviously earns much, much more.
Yeah.
And I'm currently in undergrad in college, and there are a lot more women than there are men.
You're saying in undergrad, a lot more women that are in school? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot more women that are in school and getting higher paying degrees and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell
you
what.
That's a funny phone call right there. So you're 26 living with your parents in the basement?
Well,
you're 53 living with your wife also
your
in the basement?
Your dad's like 65 still working 12 hours a day paying your... In your school. You can't call in like that.
It's not a basement, Danielle. It's a garage.
Well, close enough.
This is Andy.
Semantics.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's
I got to side with LB here. When you guys really hit a vein and everybody's really offended, everybody calls in. I just called in, no problem, no busy time.
So you're
keep it up, buddy.
You're saying most, you think most, mostly it's the man who pays the mortgage.
No, the women are all at work already, so they can't call in. That's right. The problem.
It's true. That
they're already
is
slaving.
True.
Yeah, coming from the guy whose wife pays his mortgage. So that's in and of itself mind-blowing, sir.
Hello, Wendy.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
What's up,
First
Wendy?
First time, long time.
Thank you, Wendy.
Love listening to you guys every day.
Excellent.
And just calling in because I do...
What?
Phone got shut off because she didn't pay the mortgage.
You there still? Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, go ahead, Wendy. Yeah, go ahead. What?
Pay the mortgage, pay the groceries, pay all the activities for the kids. My husband helps out a little bit, but it was unfortunate. He was not able to work, and it was actually fabulous to have him be able to stay home with my kids and not have to worry about the four kids. So it just happened to work out well for our family.
Yeah, but
that's awesome.
You're saying you have paid the mortgage the whole time and he has stayed home and taken care of the kids.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.